Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this episode of Genesis Talks with Dr. V. Oh yes, it's time. It's time for us to hear what God really said. Have you ever wondered if God really said that? Oh yeah, we've heard from others. We've heard from those that we've trusted. We've heard from those that we thought knew it better than we knew ourselves. And we've also heard from ourselves. But in life, career, business, and ministry, it's truly time that we hear God's voice. Not our own, not others, but what God has said. He's going to speak tonight through our speaker. And He invites you to ask revealing questions and expect the carefront of answers. It's time. Get your cup for Genesis Talks with Dr. V.
Grace. Peace. Joy. Faith, love, Dr. V.
Good Tuesday evening. This is Dr. V. It is 8 p.m. East Coast time, and I'm so happy that you have tuned in, whether live or archived with us, this Tuesday, February the 3rd, the year of our Lord, 2015. Oh, my God. It is moving on. We are already into February. It seems like we were just celebrating New Year's Eve. But it is... It's been a fabulously restful day. As my body decided it was going to do what it do. And so I just yielded to that. And I pray that even in this day, whatever your body called for, that is exactly what you gave it because it probably needed it, right? One thing we have to do is we have to have a revelation about ourselves to know that our body has some degree of intelligence, and so it knows when we need rest, when it needs healing, restoration, and some peace. And so when you get sleepy, if you can, if you're not at work, if you're not driving, lay down. You know, the first thing I heard this morning on the news was, we simply don't get enough sleep. So don't fall asleep on the broadcast tonight, but afterwards, if your body's calling at 9 o'clock, your standard time for sleep, take it down. Give your body what it needs. Welcome this evening to our own prophetess, the artist, the great artist that she is, prolific in so many ways. Tanya, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm at the top of the evening.
Okay. Well, good.
I decided I was going to be that.
Yes. Yes, I'm doing very well. I've had a Dr. Pepper, so I'm ready to go.
You ready to go, girl. That's your juice on. That what you, your body was calling for, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And I answered.
And you answered. Here I am. Come on. Do whatever you want. The half of the kingdom. Here you go. Well, we got to get on into the broadcast. We have a lot of things to talk about. I love the spontaneity of the show. I mean, Tanya and I talked very briefly
about some things that we want to specifically share, but the Lord has always given us liberty to share just what's on our heart at the moment. And I love that spontaneity. And I tell you, 99.9% of the time, it is infused by the Holy Spirit. So I unapologetically say that you get it fresh from the Holy Spirit. And I love one sense that we add in, well, you know, take it or leave it.
We have
so much to be excited about, particularly today and toward the end of this week, even Saturday. I hear on the Pacific time out there on the West Coast in Cali, you're doing something awesome. Tell us about that on Saturday.
I am. I thank the Lord for this. I'm hosting an event entitled Let It Shine. And what I'm doing is gathering some people, men or women, men and women, to come because I feel like there's a mandate for me to help pull the light out of people because many people have been in very dark places, as you know, I have as well. So I feel like this is the time for me to just fulfill the assignment to help everyone to shine their light. So it's going to be this Saturday here in Bakersfield, California. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, just in case somebody in Bakersfield is listening tonight, tell them exactly where it is and what time and how they can partake of that great Let the Light Shine event.
Okay. It's going to be this Saturday from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock at the Marie Callender's Restaurant at 3801 California Avenue, Bakersfield, California. It's going to be held in the library room. If you want to come, you can email me. You can find me on Facebook at evangelist.t.dixon, or you can call at 661-332-0316. I would love to have you. Space is limited. I do have slots that have filled up. So if you want to attend, please come. Let me know as soon as possible.
Okay. Is there any cost to the event?
No cost, but if you want to eat, you have to pay for it for yourself, or if you just want to come and drink coffee, that's fine, too. I just want you to come.
Okay, awesome. So a free event, and then you know, Maria Callender has a reputation. That's good. It's some kind of good, especially those pies. And I always have the salad and the chicken pot pie, Maria Callender's chicken pot pie. Mmm, it's to live for. So that's what's happening on the West Coast. What's happening on the East Coast is Dr. V is hosting her first of many Turning My Own Pages Writers Intensive. You know me in the past to do Love She Wrote Writers Intensive, and I still am passionate about that intensive because it is a direct focus on our love lives and how we share our love with others and how we pin that. And so I'm still very much in love with that writer's intensive. But the Lord impressed upon me in this season to encourage up-and-coming or even writers who have already published but want to republish or rewrite or re-edit their books and be more authentic in their writing. Turning My Own Pages is going to be held this coming Saturday. I'm hosting it here in my little townhouse, which I absolutely adore and thank God for. It's quaint and intimate, and so a few of us will be here. And then some of us are tuning in all across the country, actually. We've got people tuning in from California and Texas and Chicago and New York and thereabout. They're going to be calling in on the conference line. We were going to discuss, but then we go, we don't really want to be bogged down with trying to figure out if the everybody can see everybody, whatever like that. Let's just hear what the Spirit is saying to each of us. So we're going to hear on our conference call those who can't be here in person. There is a registration fee of $40, and it covers, for those that are present, of course, is inclusive of your refreshments, a light breakfast and a light lunch just there, and your workbook. Those that are or call in by conference call, their workbook will actually be emailed to them on Friday. So you'll have a day to kind of familiarize yourself with your workbook. So stay tuned for that, those that are tuning in via the you know, technology that's there. And so, yeah, so we're going to do that. Our goal is to help writers write their story. Nobody can tell your story like you can. And if you're not being authentic, you just tell them half the story. So we're trying to get through the authentic story and writer and support them. We have an awesome writing coach as well as myself. But we also have the gifted, the best-selling, the talented Dr. Gail M. Hayes out of Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. She is the author of the book Daughters of the King. She's also written a book called The Power to Lead. She's also, that was published by Harvest Publishing, which is a mainstream Christian publisher. Real excited about that, her latest release on that. She's also, she's written a number of books actually, but those are her most popular ones. I think she has a 1 Minute Manager for Women. And she has her own newly published, Handle Your Business Girl Publishing Company. So those that are attending the Turning My Own Pages, we have gotten a partnership with Handle Your Business, and those who come through the Turning My Own Pages Writers Intensive will get special consideration for your to get your book published through Handle Your Business Girl Publishing. So we're real excited about that partnership. We're excited about Turning My Own Pages, the Writers Intensive. And so, listen, stay tuned. If you haven't registered already, shoot me out an email or a note, a message on Facebook. Go to that page, on the event page on Facebook, Turning My Own Pages, sign up there. And send me your book proposal, and let's get it on. That's this coming Saturday, starts at 7 a.m., end at 7 p.m. There'll be points to where we have teaching, and then you have to write. Oh, yeah, you'll have to write. Tanya, you remember, we write on our intensity, right? You just don't listen.
Absolutely.
It's participatory, you know. So, yeah, so get your pen in hand or your computer, your tablet, whatever you need to do, but we will be writing throughout the day. You'll be given exercises and things to, you know, to kind of prompt you to really write your own story. And so that's what's happening on both coasts this coming Saturday, February 7th. What a fabulous day the Lord has prepared for us, right?
Absolutely. A day of birthing new vision. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think I sent you something on Facebook. I wanted to repeat again. I like repeat myself, especially if it's good and came directly from the Spirit, and it did. So let me pull that up a second. I said to you something. When God got me up off of my little resting place today, I dropped in my spirit this little thing. Here it goes. I'm almost there. Tanya, we send each other a lot of messages.
We do. I do. Well, you have a good connection. It's always a flow. So we have a good time.
Yes, always. Yeah. Yeah, we ignite each other, don't we? Okay. So this is I'm getting down to the bottom of it, I think. Okay. We're almost there. Okay. Tonight's topic. It's my paper. I can bleed on it if I want to. Be courageous enough to pen your pain, pushing back the pain, and help someone besides you, Jane. I said, okay, Holy Spirit, you have been ripping and rattling the day, but that makes sense to me. I read a book. I started reading it. It's been on my book table, my coffee table, in my office for a few weeks. It's by Taylor Armstrong. It's called Hiding from Reality. It's my story of love, loss, and finding the courage within. Taylor Armstrong. Let me read the back of the book and tell you what. Let me read the inside cover and then the back so you'll know who Taylor Armstrong is. People go, who the heck is Taylor Armstrong? Here she is. Taylor Armstrong, the breakout star of Bravo's The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, is originally from Oklahoma. She married Russell Armstrong in 2005 and filed for divorce 6 years later, citing domestic abuse. an entrepreneur and a volunteer with the 1736 Family Crisis Center in Los Angeles. She lives in Beverly Hills with her young daughter, Kennedy. On the back of the book, her excerpt says this: "The terrible truth is that I felt lost without the control that Russell had imposed on me for the nearly 6 years that we were married. Disturbingly, I missed that control. I didn't know what to do once I had no one there to tell me how to dress, act, and behave, what to want and who even to be. In some ways, I missed the abuse. I missed the pain. I missed being scared. Not because I liked feeling any of that, but because it was the life I had become accustomed to, and without anyone to be afraid of, to apologize to, and to cover for, I felt completely lost."
That's very powerful, but it's so true.
It is so,
it's so true. It is so true. It really is.
We get conditioned to and accustomed to and used to something that we stay in for a long period of time. It almost becomes, we become dependent on it. It is our familiarity. It becomes, even how horrible it is, it's almost a crazy safe place for us.
Yes.
Wow.
Something, when you're something, whether it's bad or good, it becomes imprinted in you. So I understand the loss. Even though it's bad, you do feel lost. Like, and then you can't handle your freedom. You know, you don't understand freedom. So that takes a, that's a very real place. If people were really honest, I had to be honest, yes, that's a very real place.
It's a very real place.
So I love this book.
I normally do, I start the back, go to the middle, and then go to the front. So I honestly didn't start from page one. But when I started today and began to read, I'm going like, oh, my God. She's bleeding all over these pages unashamedly, and it's helping people. It's helping people. And that's what it's all about, right?
It is. It is.
We don't, listen. We cannot afford a painful moment without it turning into something. Once healing begins to take place, that we have to share it for other people to heal too, because we oftentimes we say, "I'm the only one in the world going through this." Not so much. Not so much. Many people are going through and are not able to feel a connection with someone else because they think that they are the only one that are experiencing what they're experiencing.
Yes. Yeah. And because when you're going through abuse or something very hard, there's a part of you that has suppressed, you feel suppressed. So admitting that, you feel embarrassed. So a lot of people won't say anything because of embarrassment, but you know what? We don't have to be embarrassed. We don't. Like, this is my truth. This is my story. I need to tell it. I'm so glad for the authors, including the one you have just talked about, who have been honest enough to share their scars and their pain.
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
It is by testimonies that we do overcome, that we can overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm reading that alongside of The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity. Now, I understand you're reading that as well. Let's talk about what you've been gleaning from the book as a relationship to being just authentic and even sharing your pain as you experience it.
For me, when we were talking the other day, well, typing to one another off of Facebook the other day, this is so, first of all, the creative side, just being creative is so refreshing to me. But I understand what it is to be blocked, especially when you're around people who don't understand your artistry. And so there's excuse me. I got choked up there. There's a tendency to hold back. And I thought about the years that I held back because where I wanted to share my gifts, whether it was in a church or a group, they were misunderstood, and I didn't realize I had hid my hurt. So as a result of that, I had block. I went through like a 5-year period where I couldn't create anything. So this book is excellent, as it is reviving the artist in me and saying, our artwork is okay. It really is. God made that side of us because he's creative, you know. So I think from there I wrote like several poems. I was on a roll. What about you, Dr. V?
Well, I'm really enjoying the book, The Spiritual Path. I was reading just a little snippet today on how we take care of ourselves by writing our own fan letters to ourselves. You know, so a lot of times we wait for other people to confirm us, affirm us, acknowledge us, say we did a great job, say, oh, that sounds good, oh, I love that, oh, that's deep. We want to hear all of those accolades from other people. But what about, can we just do what God did and say, it's good?
Yeah.
It is good. In fact, it's very good. You know, and not to push us into being conceited, but there is room for us to say, listen, who gave us this creativity? Who is really creating through us is God. So when we say, God, I thank you, like when I said, I attribute the Holy Spirit for rolling that out to me, what I read earlier, you know, about it's my page, I bleed on it if I want to, and pushing, you know, past the pain, that just pain and being transparent. Not just what you experience, but being open so the whole world can even judge it. And so that when you make a decision, even if you have to bleed and write your pain, when you finish and it's all done and it's all out of you, before it gets to the best-selling list, before it gets published, before anybody reads it and affirms it, acknowledges it, you can say, this is good. It's good. It's my experience. I got it out of me. It's my story. I love it. You know, I love what I learned from it, how I grew from it. You know, how I survived it or what have you, you know?
Right.
So, you know, a lot of times we think that we cannot be an artist because there's no painting, there's no poetry in us. But let me tell you something. If you survive some hardship, if you survive some abuse, if you have survived loss of any kind, then you can artistically, in your own blood, write, pin that, you know, and acknowledge that it's my life. It's like Joel said, it's my life. It's a good life. That life, and my apostle said, that life is my life now. I want to be unashamedly me, even if it means that I got to show you my window pane. I got to, you know, I show up as a black rose. I show up as a woman, you know, being revealed, if I show up as a woman broken, if I show up as a woman on top of her game, however I show up, I'm not going to be ashamed of my process and my journey and my pathway. I can be artistically me and not ever pick up a paintbrush.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. That's right.
Not ever mold of some clay, you know? But my life, my process, what I've gone through, what I'm going through, somebody, then I become the artist for the moment, and I start with approving. You know, like they say in the politicians say, this is my ad, and I approve of it, you know?
Yeah.
Amen.
I say that's true. You know, usually if I talk to people, the first thing if I ask them about their gift, because I understand all of us have a gift or talent, and they'll, you know, usually talk about, well, I don't sing. That's the first thing that comes up. You may not be a singer, like you said. Be your own artist. It may come through making earrings to release the pain. You never know. And so I think that's very important. I think, what is that quote by Dr. Maya Angelou? There's no greater pain than bearing, not bearing an untold, no, greater agony than not bearing an untold story. And some of us have agony because we need to get it out. It may not come out in therapy. There's some things you just can't utter. I was thinking about Tyler Perry, the great playwright. Look what he's doing. It all started with him writing. It started with him telling his story because writing is cathartic. So, you know, I think you see you pulling on our wounds, Dr. Z, for us to get the story out. That's, yeah, okay. So you're being a midwife now, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Unapologetically, I am.
Yes.
I did something the other day, just to put it out there. Facebook, I asked a question on January the 31st. I said, I got a question, and I love the picture the Lord had me to take. It's like I look like I'm answering the question. If anyone should ever write your life story, what would be the title of the first chapter? I got about 20 responses. It's pretty good.
Wow.
One third of the people that are following me. Listen, this is what some of the titles will be. Through it all. Through it all. Someone from Virginia Beach said, through it all. So what? When you think of that title, chapter title, what comes to mind first for you? Through
for
it
me,
all.
For me, the lyrics of Andre Crouch's song, Through It All. But through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Second thing comes to mind is I see a tunnel. I had to go through this. Through this thing. Yeah, that's what I think of. What do you think of?
Same thing. I've had a life. And it hadn't always been a bed of roses. I hadn't always been on the mountaintop. But I spent some time in the valley, and I found comfort even in the valley. Another one, Yet I Stand, from Sansom, Virginia. Yet I Stand. What do you think about when you hear that title?
Song, Donnie McClurkin, Stand. After you've done all to stand, what do you do? When you prayed and
done all
cried.
You can, yeah.
You
cried and prayed.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
The next one from Rico, Virginia, Preparing Me. Preparing Me. What do you think about that one?
I think about the potter's wheel. I think about being the clay on the potter's wheel, and if I'm not shaped right, the potter will take me and crush me and start me all over again. That's what I think of. Yeah. Yep.
That's good. The next one, Virginia Beach, Virginia, never give up. Never give up.
Okay.
That's some adversity assumed right there, right?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Never give up.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Just don't.
Mind you, this is the first chapter in the book.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's actually very good. Yeah.
Next one is, God, this one from, I think this young man is out of Maryland. God had a plan, but I didn't know what it was.
Yes.
Yes, so. Been there.
Yeah.
I know you got a plan. I don't know what it is right now, but I know you got a plan.
What it made me think of is, the plans of an architect, how they've drawn plans and, but you can't read the plans because you're not skilled at it.
Next one is I Survived a Storm. I Survived the Storm. That one's out of Houston, Texas.
Yeah, that one. I think of many things came to my mind at once, but one thing that came, first thing was the disciples on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And how they were saying, Master, care us not that we perish. Yeah.
Mm.
And then the song, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Mm-hmm. This one from Richmond, Virginia. Bruised but not broken. Bruised but not broken.
Yeah. That's, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are your thoughts on that one? What are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Well, ironically, this morning I was changing my nightgown, and there's this big round bruise on my stomach, lower right part of my stomach, black and blue. I go, when did that happen? Then I remember I was at a client's house the other night, Sunday night, Super Bowl. And I ran into something in the house, walking by, and I just kind of like didn't really watch what I was doing and kind of hit the side of it. And I remember grabbing my stomach, going, ooh, that hurt. I went on about it, didn't think nothing about it at all. It took a couple of days for the bruise to really come forward. I just noticed it this morning. I'm like, wow. Didn't break me, but it did bruise me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see the evidence, you know?
Yeah.
I was able to go on with my life, doing what I do. But this bruise did show up. The outward manifestation of what happened to me.
Yeah.
Hear that, the outward manifestation of what really happened to me. I ain't covered up with clothes, but I still know that that bruise is there. Until, you know, it's healed. A reminder of what happened to me. It was an accident. I can't really blame anybody but me.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't look at my client and go, why did you have this chair in my path?
Wow.
So
yeah.
I found out that sometimes, well, I'm viewed, but I'm also part of the pain.
Mm.
I can't just say, y'all did this to me. Well, some things we allow. Some things
yeah.
we don't watch what's going and we just run right into it. We're in here, we're trying to get somewhere, and we run right into it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not regarding where we go, who we spend our time with, what we do. And we run into pain, run into something that could cause us significant bruising.
Yeah.
Hmm. So I wonder what the rest of that book is going to be like. I'm just saying.
It's a powerful book, you know, very thought-provoking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The last one, Standing with Purpose. With Purpose. That's the first chapter. Oh, that's not the last one. One more. But, yeah, Standing with Purpose.
What came to mind for me was thinking about the children of Israel at the time when they were at the Red Sea. And God mm-hmm. told Moses to tell them, go forward. I've come through a lot of mess, but God says, go forward. You have purpose now. You mm-hmm. have purpose now, and you have to go. Purpose. You don't see how it's going to be. There's a big Red Sea in front of you, but you're still standing. Even though you may be bruised, you're still standing. Now go with purpose. And as they went, they were healed. Come on. Come on.
Mm-hmm. The last one, and I'll call my brother. My brother that's 2 years younger than I am, that lives in Fairfield, California. He wrote Mom, M-O-M. That would be the first chapter of his book. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Depending on your experience.
Depending on your experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Our parentification is very significant to how we navigate the rest of our lives, especially our adult life. We have underestimated the power of parenting, healthy parenting from a healthy parent. And who has one? I don't know.
Oh man. Well, you know, we're born into a broken world.
Mhm.
And that there's brokenness in our bloodline, but the blood of Jesus covers, you know.
But
there's
the
no
blood.
Perfect but the blood, you know. I think about Jesus' bloodline, how Rahab was in there, David was in there. But it didn't stop him from being who he was.
Amen. Amen.
Mhm.
I like that, what you said, but it didn't stop him from being
no.
who he was.
No.
His grandmother, his great-grandmother, none of those.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it didn't stop him. So we have that opportunity as well.
Right.
I heard a conversation yesterday, kind of it disturbed my soul because I was hearing a generational curse being repeated. I said, but that mm-hmm. child has the opportunity to choose to go a different path. We all have a choice. Now, there's some things that manifest, that there's some things in our bloodline we may be ashamed of, but with Christ, we can overcome and make a different decision.
Absolutely.
Mhm.
Hmm. In the book that Taylor Armstrong wrote, she talked about she didn't want to repeat the life that her mother had, and her mother had a life of abuse as well. And she's looking at her daughter, going like, I don't want my daughter to have to, you know, garner this mindset that I have either. So I've got to make a decision. I've got to find my own voice. I've got to find my own strength and courage to protect her and myself. Isn't that something how sometimes women will move to take care of other people first before we take care of ourselves?
Yes. 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 And it's
going to hell and high water. But we can suffer it out. But when we look at those that we love, I'm getting out of here just for you.
Right. What is that, conditioning?
It could be, but, you know, I'm glad that God gave us something in our lives, whether it be children or circumstance or situation, to where we can have a wake-up call and go, you know what? I don't have to live like this. It's
right.
Like those lepers said, why sit we here and die?
Yeah.
You know, there's such thing as paying too much for a mistake.
Mm.
Thing is, if you're abusing me, your heart is hardened. And so I have a way out.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's true. So I was just thinking about that, too, on the way home. And I was thinking, I said, you know, it's a matter of the heart. The Bible says, out of the heart, the abundance of heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And a
mm-hmm.
hardened heart person cannot speak or treat you right.
That's right.
They can't because it's a heart issue.
So let us hear one of those great poems that you wrote while you were in your experience this week.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I don't know, this one just popped out. I don't know, it was on my desk. I'm going to read. It's called Changes.
Okay.
Am I supposed to read this one? Oh, let's see, 1 second. This one's called Changes. I'm looking for turning the pages that I wrote in 2009. I may have to read that in, next week. Oh,
okay.
There it is right here. No, it's not here. Okay. This one is called Changes. God is calling for changes among his people. We do nice nastiness to each other. That's evil. Evil ways mean that there needs to be a change in heart. We're vicious to one another, tearing each other apart. It's time to change. Wondering why you ain't prospering and feeling like things aren't working, it's time to change. Uncomfortable at first, but things have to be rearranged. So change. Everything must change. Everything must change.
Mm. Wow. That reminds me of something I wrote the other day, too. Divine direction. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Psalms 119, verse 105. And I said, just because we're going in different directions, it doesn't mean one of us is wrong. Then I said, when you turn your own pages, your direction may make others uncomfortable. It's okay.
Mm.
Fourth. It's okay. Stay the course. That powerful?
That is very powerful. So just because, excuse me, just because we're going in different directions, it's okay.
Mhm. Mhm.
I like that. Oh, I love that. Very nice. You know, I just found my poem, Turn the Page. You want to hear it? Or you want to do
yeah.
it a different? Okay.
No, I want to hear it now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you do when a chapter read of disappointment, heartache, dismay, betrayal, indifference, frustration, applause, accolades, VIP, and it all comes to an end? What do you do when your chapter read of unanswered questions, hands filled with broken pieces of a dream, silent pleas, too many nights spent on your knees praying, God, please send my man back to me? And what happens when a chapter comes to an end? What do you do when the chapter of notoriety, popularity, solidarity, unity, opportunities, festivity, and activities come to an end? Like the pages of a book, you turn the page. A new chapter awaits. It is filled with new hopes, new desires, new dreams, new opportunities, new ideas, new comrades. I can write this in confidence with no fear. God is in the blessing business, for he is restoring the years, but only in the new chapter, whimsical, uncharted waters beckoning you to discover. Turn the page. A poetic prose, epic, liberating for me, for I was once stuck in the introduction of my book when I should have been in chapter 33. So turn the page from anger, mayhem, and rage. It won't be easy, believe me. I understand to get to the new chapter, you put your hand in the master's hand and turn the page. Your true joy, destiny, is bright before you. Realistically and prophetically, many knew you in the chapters before. Those who knew you will walk at the fact that you walked through a new door without them, but there's no love lost. Ties may be severed. Like a weather vane, you change your direction. The wind is blowing in your favor. Many moments to savor. Ding, 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 there goes up your elevator. So time to give up the past. Like Etta Singh, at last, for this is your time. It's time to turn the page.
Wow. You know I want that.
I gotta have that. That's the best way to come along since she. Go ahead, girl.
Yes, I need that in the front of my word book for the writer's intensive. Gotta be chapter one. Gotta be the four. Gotta be the forward. Yes.
Okay.
send me a bill. I gotta have it.
Okay.
All right. That is powerful. I don't know if they're going. Slow down. I want to save every word. It was good.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Did I say very good already? Very good.
Yes, you did.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Yep. DrVerlene@gmail.com. Damn it.
Okay.
All right. We're coming down to the close. I wanted to share some of my pencil pages before we did. Remember, this whole series, Tommy, you know, we started out with pen womanship. And now we're doing, it's my page. I bleed on it if I want to. All of that is to encourage you. Our overall theme is turning your own pages, which will be, kick-starting that this coming Saturday. And Evangelist Tanya is going to check in from time to time before her event and share some goodies with us as well. But I want to close tonight's broadcast and thank you again for tuning in with a live archive. That's that we've been juggling around our schedules, and my new career path is being a chaplain, which means when God calls his children home 24/7, I have to be there. So I've had to juggle a lot of things. Thank you for your patience in us juggling the timing around this there. But main thing, it is about getting to you and sharing what God is doing with us. And so we're not going to lock ourselves down totally to any one or given day, but we are going to get to you as the Spirit downloads to us. And so presently we're doing Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the time, and we invite you to continue to share. This is my pensive page for one night while living on Sandy Lane in East Texas. I experienced an event that forever changed the way I felt about God. It was late, near midnight. Mom had gone to work on the graveyard shift. All five of her kids were sound asleep except me. I was pensive. So I climbed on top of the roof from the back porch and I gazed up at the midnight stars who were doing their thing. And I asked God, why did he make me? And I thought all the stars heard my question and wanted to hear God's answer because they started shining brighter. I heard God say, because I love the thought of you. Who wouldn't love a God like that? That's my pencil page for this week. Nice.
Wonderful.
Yes, I love the thought of you. I love my God. He is some kind of, he's a lover of our soul, right?
That's right.
Yes, he is. You got to know him that way. Got to know him that way. All right, any closing inspirational thoughts, Evangelist Tanya?
Well, no, I do have. I always say, no, I don't, but then I say something. That makes no sense. But anyway, Dr. V, go forth this weekend and let your little light shine. You're going to help and bless so many people, and all to all who are listening. It's time to turn our pages and let our light shine because people are waiting. All that we've been through is not lost. It's not lost, and God's going to get the glory out of every little place of our lives. So be encouraged and go forward in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. This has been Genesis Talk with Dr. V and Evangelist Tanya. Again, we thank you so much for joining us.
We'll be back again next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, don't forget, turn your own page.
My sisters, didn't we hear clearly from God tonight? His voice was healing, revealing, and renewing. Our cups are full and running over. Our hearts are infused with faith. Our spirits are ready to soar. We ask the revealing questions, and we receive loving and wise counsel as the Holy Spirit spoke through our speaker and each of our hearts. Now, let's trust. Let's walk in it, live in it, and be the truth that we have heard. That would be our response to the voice, the clear voice of God. Tune in next week as God continues to speak to our hearts, fill our cups, and provoke us to love and to good works on Genesis Talks with Dr. V. Good night.